Do you have any name in just a
I've never heard them called. There's no way I needed these.
Well, now, suppose you just talk about just anything, not especially just that, but, well, that's all right. What about a person who brings bad luck? What do you call them? I mean, you know, brings bad luck with them, like every time they come around, there's something bad happens.
Well, now, I don't know it. That's what I tell you to come around me.
All right. You're lucky. You're not unlucky. Well, now, this is something you may not want to answer, and if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. You know, sometimes that you have children whose parents aren't married, and the children are, you know, don't consider them quite like they do children whose parents were married. Now, are there any names that you can remember that people would give to a child whose parents were not married?
No, I don't believe I've ever heard anybody saying anything about it. I don't know much about neighbors and sisters that and one thing and another. You see, I just lived there all my life. And
well, now, I'm just talking about, you know, suppose...
Well, I know, but I say I don't know anything about such as that.
You mean, in other words, the...
Most I know, you know, just... Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just thinking, if there was a child here whose mother and father had not gotten married, they had a baby, the mother had a baby, and maybe didn't even know who the father was, what kind of a child would that be? What name would they call... What kind of a child would he be?
Well, I just don't know.
That's
what my children called him.
And I mean, you call him a bastard.
That's what she told us at the board, and I never called him nothing.
Well, I mean, that's all right. See, you know, people call him that, and they don't mean anything bad about it.
I don't think she did, but that's what she told us at bastards.
Well, did they ever have anything? Did you ever heard of anything called a love child or a woods coat?
No.
Or anything like a base-born child or anything like that?
No.
The people who have died are prepared for to be buried, you know, where you take them before you take them out to the place to be buried. Take them to a...
funeral. Irving's funeral.
Right. That's the right, yeah, that's a right popular funeral home around here, evidently.
Irving's funeral.
What do you call the box or the case in which a dead person is buried?
The coffin and the box.
That's
coffin is what's the end, then you put this coffin in the box, and you know, you put the box down here and pack the dirt around, and then they let this coffin go down in that box. So we call one a coffin, casket, and the other one.
Alright.
Box.
Alright. Let me check on something here. Yep. Not too much more to go either. What do you call a small freshwater stream? It's a real small stream. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
We're just bound up and down. We just go in and boring up, you know.
Well, I'm just talking about, you know, like if you went out here and you just saw a little section of a real small, just a trickle of water, you know, just going down from somewhere. What would you call that?
We're going to boil it up out of the ground and make a little branch.
All right. Is there any difference between a branch and a creek?
Yeah.
What's the
creek? Big in a branch.
Right. What do you call it? Real flat, grassy country. You know, it's just real flat and doesn't have not hilly or anything like that. It's just flat and grassy.
Well, I don't suppose I'd call them, but it ain't no such thing around here.
All right, that's fine.
Go ahead.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over?
Grassy.
All right.
Fenders.
All right. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of to the greasy part of a fried lean meat, especially ham? This is real thin gravy. What do you call that?
Well, just call that gravy, I do.
What do you call the liquid that you burn in kerosene lamps? Lamp oil. That's why I shouldn't have said kerosene. I shouldn't have said that. What's a long-legged hog with a thin body and a long snout? It's usually a hog that's gotten away from, you know, he's been kept in, but he's gotten away from the farmer, and he's gone out in the woods and lived wild.